Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The St. Louis Cardinals and the Texas Rangers are readying for the World Series, perhaps by making introductory name tags. The teams have only played each other twice, the last time in interleague play back in 2004. But they'll meet tonight in Busch Stadium in Texas. Who will bring the beer? Oh, wait, that's the Red Sox. Let's get a sports roundup with ESPN's Jackie McMullen. Jackie, Cardinals and Rangers, what a great season for each.
Well, and a really interesting series, too. Everybody had the Phillies booked from the beginning of the year all the way through, and the Red Sox booked all the way through, or at least the Yankees. And you know what? I'll tell you what, Robin, I am done picking against the St. Louis Cardinals. I have learned my lesson. I don't know how they got here, but I'm going to say now they're going all the way because they keep defying all their skeptics, me included. And, you know, Chris Carpenter is going to be on the mound for St. Louis. I would say it's a must-win for them because he's their ace. And, you know, they're the hottest team in baseball. They've got Pujols. They've got David Freese, who just ripped the cover off the ball. And then you got the Texas Rangers, who can match you hitter for hitter with Josh Hamilton and former Red Sox Adrian Beltre, Michael Young. And it's interesting for both teams. Starting pitching struggled in the league championship series, and the bullpens were really shining in those series. And that's very contrary to what went on during the regular season, especially with the Cardinals.
Well, you know, you mentioned the Cardinals, and by the way, you mentioned Pujols. This is the three-time MVP, Albert Pujols. One writer calls him the best player on the planet, so, you know, look for him when you're out there. But we're reminded that the Cardinals were, I think, 10.5 games behind in August. The Red Sox, something like 8.5 games ahead.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And here you have the Cardinals, you know, getting past not just the Phillies, but the Milwaukee Brewers. So tell me more about the Texas Rangers, because are you really willing to, you know, go with the Cardinals all the way at this point?
I am, because they made a fool out of me in 2006 when they won the whole thing, and I kept telling everybody they had no chance. And, you know, my gut tells me that the Texas Rangers are a better team, a deeper team. They've got Justin Verlander, the best pitcher in baseball by a mile this year. And, you know, Hamilton croaks the ball. You have Nelson Cruz, who just destroyed the LCS, hit the ball all over the place. Although history, if you go back and look at it, will tell you that guys that had great division series, when they get to the World Series, cool off considerably. But you know what? The common denominator with the St. Louis Cardinals from 2006 to now, it's two. It's Tony La Russa and Albert Pujols, two of the best in their jobs. Mm-hmm. And, of course, both of them, by the way, whose contracts are up whenever this is over. Pujols is a free agent, and La Russa's contract is up. So there's a little more intrigue for you for St. Louis.
Okay, just a couple thoughts. First of all, four U.S. senators and health officials from the cities hosting the series are calling for a ban on smokeless chewing tobacco. We'll see how that plays out. But meanwhile, you know, in Boston, we have another problem, which is apparently drinking. Just a quick comment on the fact that some star players have said that they were eating fried chicken and playing video games during the games. And today are denying reports that they were drinking beer in the dugout during their playoffs. Oh, no, it wasn't the dugout. It was the clubhouse drinking during a game.
Yeah.
One of the players saying, hey, a lot of players do it. I mean, you know, they had the most disastrous collapse in the history of mankind. What's your sense of how this is going to play out?
Well, here's the problem, I think, Robin. We're talking about the starting pitchers here. Let's be specific because they've been specific. It's Beckett. It's Lackey. It's John Lester. And those three guys have admitted that, yes, they drank in the clubhouse on games they didn't pitch, and, yes, they had some fried chicken, but not all the time. And what's that got to do with anything? And then you have other players talking about discord among the teammates, but what's that got to do with anything? You know, David Ortiz talking about busting into Terry Francona's press conference because he wanted to change the score. But what's that got to do with anything? And the problem is each one of these players, their own individual little quirks, they're not taking accountability for the fact that you put all that together, and that's why you have a dysfunctional team and a team that could collapse the way they did down the stretch. There's just not enough accountability. And it's just amazing to me that these pitchers are trying to rationalize the fact that they were drinking and eating fried chicken and not watching their team try to salvage this incredible season that was going down the tubes. It's the mindset that was in that clubhouse, and that's what all these guys are missing. They all keep saying, you're making a big deal of these little things. But all those little things clearly added up to one major problem.
Denial is not a river in Egypt. Jackie McMullen,
clever.
Sports columnist for ESPN. Thanks so much.
Enjoy it, Robin. Thanks.